You know, I didn't sing, and nobody really noticed because I kind of, you know, if you know me, I'm kind of person, I'll chill in the background. And I didn't sing on stage or praise and worship about 2 years. And the reason, I had a conflict with the way worship was going, but I had a conflict with some of our songs. Some of our favorite songs, some of our traditional songs, some of the songs we know back and forth and back and up and down. You don't even need nobody leading you in the song, just start the music. But they were breathing, listen to what I'm saying. They were breathing and breathing, and then we were singing and breathing separation. God was always somewhere else. Yet we say he's omnipresent. He always has to fall down from the clouds. Yet we just said that we believe that greater is he that is. Can't have both of them. We got to pick. Choose ye this day. We have to pick which one we're going to live by. I was about to say believe, but I'm going to take you somewhere else in a minute. But we have to choose which one we're going to live by. Right. We have to choose which one we're going to realize. Come on, I started, when I made, I made 39 this year. When I made 30, something happened to me. And I won't go into the story, but something happened to me. And it was just Jesus. I just can't describe it. I got lost in the Gospels. I got lost in the red words. And I didn't really want to hear nothing else for a long time. God bless Paul. And everybody knows the Testament and all that stuff. But I just didn't want to hear anything else. This is just my journey. Okay. And I got lost in these red words. And it literally caused me, you know, we quote this scripture, but I wonder if we do it all the time. It literally caused me to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. I start freaking out all this stuff we're doing. All these things we're doing, all these sayings we say, all these things we go through. But is Jesus, where is Jesus? And so there's been a, watch how I call it. You may be seated. There's been an imaginary disconnect. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I'm calling it imaginary is because it's only in your imagination, it is only in your soul, and it's only in your mind. It is not a reality because there's never been a separation. Greater is he that is. Now quote it loud right now. I know, quote it loud. Don't say it low right now. I want you to say it loud like we did it earlier because you know it's about the challenges. Greater is he that is. Yeah, he doesn't know. We can't get no closer than in you. But there's been an imaginary separation. And so we send prayers off.
All right.
Thinking that God gonna send something back. There's a place Jesus said, he said, in that day you ain't gonna ask me nothing.
Yeah.
He said, you gonna go to the Father for yourself. And whatever you say, you're going to get. Ephesians chapter 4. Starting off verse 1, I got time, so I'm not waiting on y'all. I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond in peace. There is one body, how many?
One.
And one spirit, how many?
One.
Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, how many?
One.
One faith, how many?
One.
One baptism, how many?
One.
One God, how many?
One.
And Father of all, who is above all and in through all and in you.
Oh.
Who is all? You can't say nothing but all, right? There's everybody, right? Nobody doesn't fall under all. All covers. But unto every. But unto every of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, he ascended up on high and led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill how many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
No, say it loud. How many things?
All
of them, all of them, all of them, all of them.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12, you read, ready, read. Right. But we can't stop there. Mm-hmm. Keep reading. How many?
All.
Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, you got to read this properly. See, I've been reading through the red words with the red eyes. And when you read through the red eyes, see, it's only a mystery when you believe that it's not for you.
Right.
I woke up the other day and the Lord said, I ain't trying to fool you. This last week, he said, I'm not trying to trick you. He said, I'm not throwing riddles at you.
Right.
He said, I'm not trying to fool you. He said, but you believe that there's something hidden from you because you don't believe you're on the inside. It's imaginary, though, in your soul.
Yes, sir.
Till we all come to unify and the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, you think he's talking about the knowledge of Jesus. Like, I gotta know Jesus. But you're a son of God.
Yeah.
So till you come to know that you are a son of God, and then you begin to operate in the knowledge of the Son of God. See, your knowledge doesn't become whatever knowledge you got at your school anymore, or whatever knowledge you got from your parents anymore, or whatever knowledge you got from whatever that didn't match with Jesus. It becomes the knowledge of a son of God. I don't have time to go over there, but they got mad at Jesus because Jesus called himself a son of God, making himself
equal.
So say we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a
perfect man.
Ain't nobody perfect. Shut up. Don't say that. Don't ever say that around me. People say that. I say stop, because he wouldn't be in there if he couldn't be there. People mix up. I say this all the time. I'm going to say it again so it'll be on the record. People mix up perfection with flawlessness.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Right.
Perfection means maturity.
Yeah.
That means fully able to fulfill the purpose.
Yeah.
A mature man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means you come unto the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ. That means you measure up. Let me sit on that for a minute. No, that means you measure up.
Yeah.
If Christ's work is this wide, that's what you measure up to.
Yeah.
If Christ's work is this tall, that's what you measure up to.
Yeah.
You don't fit in there. No, you measure up to it.
Yeah.
He's talking about filling all things.
Yeah.
Verse 14. Read, ready, read. Verse 15. What's those three words? May grow up. Read it. May grow
up.
Come on, do it again.
May grow up.
Now watch this. Not just grow up, but there's a specific way you got to grow up.
Uh-huh.
Because see, I remember I would see, you know, I got into in the gardening and in the nature stuff. I'm a nature buff, right? I'm a tree hugger, that's what they call them. But I see sometimes those trees, they'll grow up out the ground and you can't say they ain't growing. Yeah, they growing, but they growing the wrong way. And so somebody got to put a brace on it to give it a direction to grow in the way it should grow. So growth, watch. Growth is not the destination. Because you're growing in something. A growth is inevitable. There's nothing that you did to grow to the size that you are right now. Listen, he said you can't add one cubit to your stature. Matthew 6, he said you couldn't do it. You wasn't as a baby talking about, oh, make my legs longer. You didn't do none of that. Growth is inevitable. But what did you grow up into? Are y'all understanding me for a minute? It says grow up into him in all things. How many things? No, a few of them. The ones that's at church are doing prayer. How many things? What does that leave out? No thing. And he goes specific, which is the head, even Christ. That means what I expect out of you is Christ. This morning, I know I'm always coming with something. This morning, we're going to go beyond belief. I know your scriptures then jumped in your head now. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Them that believe, we got it. No, we're gonna be bigger than believers today. Real quick, Jesus never called you a believer. Y'all know I love quiet church. It's my favorite. He didn't call us believers. It was believers or believer. He didn't identify you with just belief. Everybody say beyond belief. Come on, say it again. Say beyond belief. Come on, say it again. Beyond belief. Well, wherever you staying at or whatever hotel you're at right now, you know, if you are, you know, you drove here. I hope y'all drove. Ain't nobody rode no horse or nothing. Y'all drove here, right? Well, let's say you got on the road and you was on your way here. And you stopped at the corner. Right? Would you be sitting on the inside? No, answer the question. Don't be, it's a riddle. No, it ain't a riddle. If you stopped at the corner, would you be here right now? No. Everybody say no, please. Well, belief is the same way. It's needed. You need that path here. But if you stop on it, you'll never make it to where you're supposed to be. And in this case, you'll never be who you're supposed to be. It's not that belief is, I'm not, because they, you know, they get to, you know, you start messing with their favorite stuff. No, it's not that belief is not needed, but belief is taking you to who you really are. My name is Montrell Thompson. That's my daddy. He not my daddy because I believe he my daddy. Oh, one day I believe. No, he not my daddy. Because I believe he my daddy. That's why a lot of, that's why a lot of our fallen brothers, they still was believing God called them to be connected. They never realized. Everybody say realize. Come on, say it again, say realize. Say it again, say realize. Now realize is also, you know, it's a thought. You realize like you, oh, light bulb, right? But then when you realize something, you make it real. Like you pasteurize something, you make it a paste, right? Right? When you realize something, you made it real. Hadn't realized. They got stuck in belief. See, when you're stuck in belief, you still give an open door for doubt. I can't come down there. because see, What Jesus does is put you in a place of absolutes. I know you got to listen to me. Listen. Jesus' goal is always to place you in a place of absolute where there is no opposite to go to. That's why the things that he demands of you is a little bit more than you're willing to give. Because I got to take you so far you can't find your way back. See, there is no opposite of being. You say, well, not being. Well, that ain't nothing, so there ain't no opposite of nothing. But see, when you get in belief, you might seesaw over the...
All right.
Heard Apostle say something a couple Sundays ago. You got to catch this stuff. You got to catch it. You got to come to... when you come to see, like, we happy all y'all here. Apostle gone somewhere else. Just true. And that same old expectation ain't gonna work. You gotta come in here as a dead man. He said something a couple Sundays ago. He said, Jesus didn't do what he did as a believer. I said, wait a minute. I said, what is he doing? Because I know the scripture said the works that I do, so you do also. Come on, amen. Y'all heard that one too, right? So if he didn't do it as a believer, how did he do it?
It's good.
Jesus ain't never wake up and say, I believe that God is my Father. I believe that God sent me here. Even in the Gospels, you don't hear much record about Jesus actually, God, you know, I saw God open up the sky and start talking to people, but he was talking to them people around Jesus. Because Jesus knew. Say, realize. Holy Spirit told me the other day, he said, you got to realize. All right, I'm going to tell you where it was. I'm riding in I'm moving the G-Wagons.
Amen.
I'm moving the G-Wagons.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just moving them out the garage. But you know, when I be moving them, I be moving.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't catching me. Let's go. Let's go. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm a type of person where I'm not okay. I'm just not okay with anything regular. I'm not okay with talking about stuff for years. I'm not okay with the status of where we are compared to where I know who we are. I'm not okay with it. And so I little stuff aggravate me in my head. So I'm in a G-Wagon, and the first thing you start saying is, oh, God, I thank you. I believe you for one of these. Right?
Yeah.
And I got aggravated when I said it. But normally that's where we go.
Right.
Come on, y'all. Come on. The normal go, I believe God. I'm believing God for this. And I got, it scratched me. This is a couple weeks ago. I don't know if he was getting me ready for this. And he said, stop believing and realize.
Yeah. Okay.
He said, you already got it, you just don't know it.
Mama.
Yes.
When Jesus said it is finished, it was.
Yeah.
That's right.
It was done at the beginning of time.
Yes.
Everything that you say you're believing for has already been planned in God's mind already. And as far as he's concerned, it is finished. But if I'm stuck in belief, then I'm still at the corner and I never get in the building. Hold on, before I finish, you know that I'm not saying anti-belief, because you can't skip belief. Well, third grade is good too. When you ate. But if you sitting up in there 17, we gotta talk.
Right.
Somebody got it. We need an intervention. Something ain't working, right? If I, oh Lord, it's gonna hurt. It's okay. If I've been in the church 20 years, beyond belief.
Yeah.
Say it.
Beyond belief.
Jesus says, he says, John 5:39. I have another scripture. Let me read this. I won't get ahead of him. I'm doing it right now. John 5:39, he says, search the in them you think you have eternal life. Right? He says it like that for a reason. He said, and they are they which testify of. But in verse 40, and for years we never went to verse 40. Verse 40 says, but you will not come to me. That means you going somewhere, but you wouldn't come to me. I'm not talking about your altar call walk. That was the beginning. What are we talking about? You won't come to me. And I heard it say, come all the way. Come on, say, come all the way.
Come all
tell
way.
Yourself, come all the way. Come on, talk to yourself. Self, come all the way.
Yes, sir.
It is only in your mentality, though, because you are a son of God.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
Amen.
No. Say right now.
Right now.
Right now you are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right? I could leave out of here thinking, oh man, I forgot Apostle's my daddy. But what y'all gonna see? Boy, you know it's your Paul, right? You're right? You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what I, you can look at me. But it's your daddy, boy. Jesus said, told him to show the coin. He said, Who face on this coin? They say, Caesar. He said, well, render unto Caesar what's for Caesar.
Yeah.
Right? And render unto
God.
What's for God. Well, I said, well, where the other face at? There's a face right there. He said, we talking about faces?
Come on,
whose face is this? He said, Caesar's. He said, well, give to Caesar what's for Caesar.
Yeah.
But he said, and render unto God what's for God. But if we're talking about faces, what other face was there to render unto God but mine? He said, your face is his face.
Yes, sir.
And you need to render that unto God.
Yeah.
Render, the word render, I don't know what the official definition of, but I know when we editing, Jeremiah, like when we editing, the dash notice, when we editing, we doing, you know, all those cute little videos you see and everything, right? They got something called render.
Yeah.
That means when you drop a file in there, right? Or you do a transition or whatever it is that makes something fly across the screen, it got a best, you know, it has to render. That means it got a little thing on there that lets it download all the way to when it finishes rendering, that's a wrap, it's in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not downloading no more.
Right.
It's not transferring no more.
Yes,
it's in there.
Come on.
And I have to render.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
When you see me, you see the Father.
Yeah.
He wasn't that wasn't a confession.
Right.
That
was an absolute.
Yeah, right.
Whether they picked it up or not didn't matter.
Yeah.
When you see me, you see the Father. John chapter 17. John 1. I go where I want to go. Verse 12. But as many as received him, you know, wait on you, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I've given you power to be the sons, to become the sons of God,
yeah.
Even to them that believe on his name, Well, what does it mean to believe on his name? If we, I heard a pastor talk to me yesterday, if we just left it at naming and claiming, right?
Yeah.
Naming and claiming still doesn't tell me who I am.
Right. Good.
Confessing and y'all know what we learned, right? Yeah. That still doesn't tell me who I am.
Right.
Nobody's going to walk. There's a pecking order. That's my daddy. I'm saying it. Y'all got to catch me. That's my daddy. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, sir.
So I got rights around here.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
All right.
And besides him, her, the other him, Leroy Jr., that pecking order, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do around here.
Right.
Don't come in here telling me what. No.
Right.
You need to ask politely.
Yeah.
Well, I believe I could tell him no. No, 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 I can tell you no.
Right.
Because I know who.
Come on.
I'm using this example.
Yeah.
So in this domain, we've gone beyond belief.
I ain't got to
pray in tongues when you come at me some kind of way. I ain't got to pray in tongues. I already know how to handle it. I know who I am, so I know how to handle it.
Yeah.
I know what to say. I know. Move them over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
With no reservations.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Wow.
I don't need discernment.
Right.
Good. I don't need a dove to fly down. I don't need. Whatever you think is the spiritual thing that you've been waiting for a signal of who you are.
My God. All right.
The only reason that God, most of the super deep spiritual things that we be thinking God is showing us is because he's having grace and mercy on you because you don't know who you are. He said, I love y'all. So instead of ignoring you, I keep trying to tell you, speak to the rock, stop striking it. But I love you, so I'm just going to keep extending it.
My God,
that's good.
But I wish you grow up.
Yeah.
But I see these people walk around here with a four-year-old child talking about he's still nursing. He four. We about to get over into something else. This is about to be incest in a year. He four.
Right.
Yeah.
Time you 4 or 5 years old, you don't need to wear a diaper no more.
That's right.
Three. Too right. I still got to pick your legs up and wipe you off. But that's what you come to church for. That's what your pastor been doing for you. Okay, cool. Okay. Don't care. All right, listen. That's what your pastor been doing for you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got to duck, make sure you don't get shot. Your pastor's not your babysitter.
Yeah. Right.
It's turned into that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Come on, my pastor, we can speak to that. It turned into that a little bit over the years. We didn't have to. That ain't what that was for.
Right.
It's not daycare.
Right.
Who are you? You ever sit there and thought about it for a minute?
Mm.
Sit there. We meditate on so many things.
Right.
Meditate on being a son. Give yourself some time with that. Nothing else. Meditate on being a son.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
And out of your sonship is all the stuff that you're praying for.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
out of your one ship. With John 17. Look, John 17, he's talking about it. John 14, John 15. He said, I'm in you and you in me and we in the Father. Look, he says it over and over and over again. So they say, believe. All right. They say John 6. I listed over and over again last week. They say, this after he fed the people, he didn't win, walk on the water and everything. They come, he said, y'all ain't come over here because y'all saw the miracles. Y'all come over here because y'all was hungry. So I realize now that somebody could see the miracle and see the works of God and still not know. We got an example. We're right here. He told y'all it was supposed to be a casino across the field.
Yes, sir.
He told you it was supposed to be a dump.
Yes.
Everything paid for. It's been paid for years.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, look, look, we talking about private jets. He's been flying private jets for years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's been 25 years. He's just been flying private.
Yes, sir.
That's all.
Yeah. Come
on. Just flying private. That's it.
Come on, sir.
I don't pay for jets. That's it.
Yes, sir.
No big deal.
Yeah,
I see it.
See it.
But I'm stuck in belief.
Come on.
You know, and sometimes your beliefs start fading into hoping and oh, I wish.
Yeah.
And I kind of, but I don't really need what I. Next thing you know, you're back to nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
But I'm going to settle over here.
Wow.
That's good.
Now, when I meditate on my sonship, all things of the Father has are mine.
All mine. Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Sir.
All things.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Watch this. I only do what I see the Father do.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yep.
We don't need to go into deep dissertation about it. What is the Father doing? And I'm only doing what I see the
Father do.
Only.
Only.
So we skip those words. I do what I see. I do what I see the Father do. I don't be doing all this other stuff. I don't do what I saw Reverend such and such do.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Or Reverend whoever on TV. I don't do what they do. I do what I see the Father do. So we've been stuck in our believing when at the right at the beginning of that word believe is what it is. You are already. Say, I am already.
I am already.
Come on, say it again. Say, I am already.
I am already.
Uh-oh. Okay, say it again. Say, I am already.
I am already.
Now, majority of us are saying as believers right now. We are. I'm not saying, I didn't say belief was bad. I should just keep on coming. But there's a price to be. He said, but you will not come to me. There's another place, and there's some absolutes that Jesus says that in Western Christianity, you know, in American dream Christianity, you know that's what most of it is, right? It's American dream. Oh, y'all don't believe that. Okay, cool. No, it's like you can do it how you want to do it. You can have it how you want to have it. You can.
Yeah.
No, I do what I see the Father do.
Right.
No, whatever he want, that's what I want.
Yes, sir.
Oh. He said, any man come after me. Any of y'all know that scripture? Don't put it on the screen. Anybody know the scripture?
Yes.
What'd he say? Let him. So first of all, I got to let him. I'm not gonna pull a denial from him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to beat it out of him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to command it out of him.
Right.
Let. Let who?
Him.
Or something you got to do.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then you got to do what? No, deny. Deny who?
Yep.
Stop talking about all them other people. My family in my ear. No, you in your own ear. Deny.
Yes,
yourself.
Yes, sir.
What does that look like? Let's meditate on that. I'm going to do a worship song called Deny Yourself.
Amen. Come on.
Y'all going to sing it with me? I'm not waiting for the next note. I'm sitting here on purpose. Because what does that look like for you? For me to deny myself, what does this look like? Who is myself? What if I define myself to be? What does that look like for me? Say that. Say, deny myself. All right, come on. I want you to say it with your voice. Denying myself. What does that look like for me? Many times it's not about attaining more because you have everything on the inside of you already. Mm-hmm. It's about dropping all this other stuff that's cluttering you.
Right.
See, it's reverse engineering.
Yeah.
See, you just gotta go name it and claim it. You gotta go get, I gotta. Get the will of God. I gotta go get the. No, but everything's on the inside of me.
Right.
The kingdom of God is where?
Right.
I didn't say that. Who said that?
Jesus.
Who said?
Jesus.
Wait, hold on. Who said it?
Jesus.
And he said, "Yes, your Savior, right?"
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "The kingdom of God is where?"
Jesus.
So if it's in you, then you have all things that pertain unto life and godliness,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I have to drop off some of these things that these people didn't put on me. What does it look like?
Yeah.
Deny myself. What does it look like? Jesus started saying some absolutes. I want to do a message called Absolutes. Because we skim over them real fast.
Right, right.
Read over that scripture fast.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He said he that he that find his life is going to lose it.
That's right.
What's that mean? He that loses life for my sake in the gospel, find it. What does that mean? What are you talking about, Jesus? You ever prayed that prayer? Come on, answer me. Anybody ever prayed that prayer? No, we just said, Lord, I'm trying to lose myself. We ain't never prayed that one. Lord, let me lose myself. Just teach me how to lose my, teach me how to. We got prayers that avail much, and we got the 31-day books and the devotions and all those. We got all these different kind of prayers. Let's do this deny yourself prayer. Lose yourself. Lose my life prayer. So I can find my real life. See, that life that you've been living is really not your real one. It's been a counterfeit. You know, you get glimmers of that God thing come up.
Yeah.
That's when you say you feel the spirit. I'm a three-part being.
Uh-huh.
Come on, y'all know what it is. I am a,
spirit.
I have a,
so,
and I live in a.
I,
but the number one is I
am.
I am. Spirit.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yes, sir.
So if I say I feel spirit, right? That means what was I feeling over there? Jesus walked in this way, and he's challenging us to be this. Jesus walked in this way that was total sonship, and there was nothing outside of it. And it's not weird.
Right.
You gotta be weird. Oh, it's not that.
Right.
It's none of that. It looks. Sometimes it looks just. That's why he came as a man.
Yes, sir.
He didn't send him down here as a ghost.
Right.
He dropped him off in Nazareth. Nazareth was the hood.
Right.
Then I found out the other day that Jesus spent most of his time in Galilee. You read that, you don't know what Galilee is. It's called, it's described the circle of heathen. They said Jesus would escape into Galilee. And why you didn't go down? I'm going to Galilee. It looked like it's the same thing, but it produces something different. Jesus says, the rich young ruler come and say, good master. Sound like a lot of our worship songs. Lord, you're good. Good master. What I do to inherit eternal life? Sound like a good prayer, huh? Sound like a good prayer, huh?
Yeah.
First of all, Jesus, hold on, why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but
one.
I had to catch that. I thought he said nothing good but God. No, he said nothing good but
one.
And that is God. No, y'all ain't hearing me. No, catch the statement.
Okay.
Ain't nothing good but
one.
And that is God. That's not, you're not in the will of God if you're not one. There's nowhere else for you to live. He created one ship for you to live there. In the beginning, he breathed into you. Yeah, he made you one. I didn't expect nothing else. I didn't expect me and you. No, I expected one. Why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one. That's God. Then he goes through all the church things. Did you obey your commandments? All the different things. Yes, we did all that, right? Cool. Right? Let me say, Jesus loved them. Right? And if, love, you know, we let everybody define it for us. But the scripture says God is love. And love is God, right? Then love must be an identity. When I'm loving you, I'm identifying you.
Yeah.
I'm showing you your true identity.
Yeah.
Jesus loved on him.
Yeah.
He said, one thing you're lacking. How many?
One.
Oh, one. Seems like you keep saying one, huh?
Uh-huh.
Where do we, what, why, where? Why did it become so difficult?
Yeah.
At what point in time did it become so difficult?
Right.
Or become such a hardship or a toil? One thing you're lacking. So go sell what you have and give it to the poor. In other words, all that stuff that you've been identifying yourself with, I need you to go release that.
Yes.
Right? See, this scripture is not about stuff.
Yeah.
It's not about material things. They took it and it was like, oh, you got to give all your material. No, it's not that.
Right.
You have to unidentify yourself with all that.
Yeah.
And he said, then you take up the cross and follow me. That's the same thing he said the other time. He said, any man come unto me, let him deny himself, take up a
cross.
So it ain't just deny yourself. You take up a what?
Cross.
What they take up crosses for? What did they take up? Come on, church, come on.
Uh-huh.
When you take up a cross,
it's
time
to die.
That's my next worship song. It's time to die. Give your life. It's time to die. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
I know.
Amen.
Well, his response is most of ours. We don't do it in public, but in here. Apostle called to make a challenge. Right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do it. We do it, sir. In your mind, you go away sad. Because I thought I knew who I was. Already got great possessions. I work real hard to get all this going. And then in a couple of scriptures later, he said, well, how hard is it for a rich man to enter into the kingdom? Right? You've identified so much with something else that you can't even see the kingdom of God is. You go a little further. They start saying, well, who we love all. You know, the disciples are always trying to get, they trying to figure out who the greatest among us. Trying to figure out who gonna pick up, who gonna be Jesus Jr. who gonna pick up, who gonna be the heir apparent? Who gonna be the leader when you leave, Jesus?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, he called a little kid over there and said, this one right here, nah, none of y'all.
Yeah.
Jockeying for position. The only reason you're jockeying for position is because you don't know you're in position.
Right.
The only reason you got to argue about something, I am not arguing with you about who I am.
Right. Right.
Well, you know you. No. We. I'm gonna walk off.
Yeah.
You know, Apostle really ain't today. We probably never talk again.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I gotta sit there and fuss with you.
Right.
You know, here, let me show you my license. Let me show you where I live. I can show you. I know the code to the house. Lord. I ain't gotta show you all that.
Right.
Arguing with people about who I am.
Right.
Arguing with these diseases.
Mama.
Arguing with this lack.
Come on.
Arguing with this confusion. I ain't got to argue with you. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. And look, y'all want to know the real miracle? Y'all want to know the real miracle in that peace be still? He was asleep.
Yeah.
And he wasn't trying to get up.
Right. He wasn't trying to get up.
He only got up because they woke him up. But if Jesus only do what he see the Father do, then the Father is resting right there, and we're going to the other side. So sleep through it.
Yes, sleep through.
Come on.
Okay. See, some of y'all done got up and been rebuking them storms when Jesus was trying to tell you to sleep through it. Some of the things that we all, Lord Jesus, okay. Some of the stuff that we call faith is actually giving fire to the foolishness. It's actually adding, that's why we can't be stuck in belief. Because if I'm just stuck in belief, if it gets a little rough, my doubt can fuel the situation. See, faith is neither negative nor positive. Faith just is. But it's what you charge your faith with or what you put your faith on.
Yeah.
But when I my faith is in the fact that I am, everybody say I am, a son of God.
Son of God.
But then there's no way to seesaw to.
Right.
I can't flip back nowhere else.
Yes,
sir. Once I'm dead to the old stuff, I'm dead. It's
right.
Over with. Yeah. I resurrected into a new place.
Yes, sir.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Sleep through it. We rebuke, because I saw the disciples try to rebuke a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You got to go further than being a disciple.
Right.
People having these, y'all forgive me. No, don't forgive me, because I don't care.
Yeah.
We got to lead discipleship classes.
Uh-huh.
No. We need sonship classes. We don't need no more disciples, y'all. The disciples left Jesus.
Right.
One of them ran so fast, he was naked when he was running. Y'all ain't read that one out. Remember when they come to get Jesus? They said, who are you looking for?
Uh-huh.
They said, Jesus Nazareth. He said, I am he. Everybody fall. They get up and get themselves together. Oh, there must have been the wind. Who are you looking for? I am he. So last time he had to kind of slow the power down a little bit.
Yeah.
He was flexing a little bit. Y'all could take me if y'all wanted to take me.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to let. Let him deny himself.
Yeah.
The last time he said, I'm the one you're looking for. Take me so that these may go.
Yeah.
They said, all right. And them jokers took off full speed. They said, that boy ran out his clothes.
Yeah.
The Olympics going on right now.
Yeah.
We don't need no more disciples. Some of them the ones that got us stuck in being believers.
Mm-hmm.
He go along a little further. He says, no man, are y'all ready? That is forsaken houses, lands. Okay, cool, we'll forsake the house and land. Right? And he says, mother, mothers and fathers, oh God, Jesus. Okay, God, I'm breathing hard now, okay. You ask a hard thing of me. Then he said, wives and children. I said, oh, Lord. There's nobody that's forsaken them. But then he says, they won't receive a hundredfold. When? Not in the by and by. Not in glory. Are you telling me you can't believe for the hundredfold unless you're ready to forsake some things? I ain't believing for, you got to be. It's only a mystery to people that don't want to do it. And sometimes some people say it's a mystery because they know it's plain, but they don't want to do it.
Right.
Well, it's a mystery. You got to see what the Lord is. Not deny yourself.
Yeah.
That's what he told you.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Take your cross.
Yes, sir.
It's simple.
Yes,
sir. Is that mysterious?
No, sir.
No, not really. Huh?
Not at all.
Huh? Lose your life. Right? Whatever it is that you done built your identity on,
lose it.
I'm not saying, it's not that God didn't call you to be that thing, right? But it's not measuring up to what it's supposed to be because there hasn't been a forsaking of that. Listen, because I'm 100-fold that. But you got to forsake first.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Then he starts saying stuff talking about my yoke is easy. And my burden is like, this is a hard saying, Lord. This is eat my body, drink, but it's a hard saying, Lord.
Yeah.
It's only a hard saying when you're still on this system.
Yep.
See, the system is all about feel good, be happy,
yes.
Jump around. But they trying to make you feel good, be happy, and jump around in their foolishness. And you got this thing over your eyes, you don't really see who you really are. And so you're saying the right things, but the power ain't coming behind it because you're saying it as a believer and not as a beer.
Yeah.
We're stuck on the path, but we're not being the way.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear me. I'm gonna say it again. We're stuck on the path, but we're not being the way. Jesus says, I am. Okay, and I got to put this stuff together. The works that I do, you do also. You and me and I'm in you. What that mean? We one, right? If he the way. Now say it loud then. Come on, man. If he the way. God ain't up there talking about, oh, you better watch yourself now. You better humble yourself. No. He wants somebody to please say it. Say, I am the way. But how is anybody else going to know the way? They say, show us the way. He say, you seen me?
Yeah.
He say, what you mean, show you the way? Mm-hmm. You ain't been paying attention?
Right.
Look at me.
Yeah.
But in order to be the way,
glory to God.
You gotta move beyond just driving the path.
Yeah.
This is a terrible thing. There's been sometimes, this is terrible, y'all. This is horrible. Don't do this. But there's been some times I've driven this road from this church to Apostle House so many times. I've driven it so many times that there's been times, and I know I ain't by myself, that I took my eyes off the road. Whether it's looking at the radio or texting, Lord Jesus. And I look up, and I done drove like maybe a mile, I don't know, right? I done drove for a while and I don't remember driving that road. But I just have become one with the way. That it wasn't based on what I physically see anymore. And I'm not, don't text and drive.
Right.
Stop using that. Don't text and drive. The point is, is that you're so one with the way that your physical eyes, remember he said seeing, but they don't see?
Yeah.
That means you can see things, but you don't see what it really is.
Yeah.
So the report says this, but you don't see the victory that he's trying to show.
Right.
Sometimes God allows stuff to come to you.
Yep.
Why? Because you're the answer.
Yep. Yes.
How else are we going to figure this out?
Yes.
Unless I bring it to the answer.
Yes.
Why me, Lord? Stop. Yes, me, Lord. Come on.
Yes.
Bring it on, because I know.
Yes.
Now, if you're scared, don't do that. If you're scared, don't do that. If you're scared, you're going to kill yourself. Like, not the right way, the wrong way. If you're scared, all of y'all that's scared, go back. It's so get in. 29,000, 28,000, none went back.
Yeah.
Y'all go back.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't for the faint at heart.
Right.
Apostle talking about the remnant on Sunday. This ain't for everybody.
Right.
It is for everybody, but it ain't for everybody.
Right.
So if you're scared, don't get out here trying to play. Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who?
Yeah.
It says, who are you?
Yeah.
Right? We come in the name of Jesus. Yeah, but who are you?
Right.
Right.
We come in the name of Jesus and the Paul.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I go to the bank talking about I'm coming for. He said, yeah, but who are you? Some meditating to do, huh? You know, when God made us, he made us naked.
Right.
You got to catch the symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
We got dressed.
Yeah.
We clothed ourselves the way that we thought we needed to be clothed.
Yeah.
And then even God started clothing us after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just grace and mercy. You know, remember they wanted a king?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
God said, y'all don't need a king. It amazed me. He said, y'all don't need a king?
Yeah.
They're going to do this to your children and your daughter? They're going to do this? But we want a king. So God said, okay. And then he went out of his way to find Saul and anoint him.
Yeah.
God, why did you anoint him to be a king if you didn't want him to be a king? God is saying, listen, whatever you choose, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
That don't necessarily mean that's my will.
Right.
One of the greatest prayers that have ever been prayed. We got the one in John 6:9, the Lord's Prayer. But in the run right before he about to get taken.
Yeah.
Lord, if you can,
yeah.
Let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That's the same thing as in Jesus' name. You know, you pray at the end of your prayer, you say, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah,
not my will, but thy will be done. That's the character of Christ.
Yeah.
Greatest prayer ever.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to do this. Lord, I think you, I want to make this happen. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I want to purchase this. Lord, I want to go build this.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yeah.
Every day is a denial. In this society,
yes, sir.
We have to stress on denial
yes,
because they're trying to push everything on us.
Yes,
sir. It's time to move. Beyond just being a believer.
Yeah.
I was going to read John 17, but you read it for yourself.
Yeah.
He said, let them be one as we are one.
Yeah.
I and you and me, we all in together.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.